Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 386. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. As always, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for supporting me. And today, I just want to give a little perspective that I think will be helpful as we cruise into spring and summer. And I say that because I think it's important timing-wise, because in the spring and summer, at least here in Chicago, people finally start to like come out of their shell again, come out of hibernation. People start to leave their apartment and become social again. And in the dating sphere, that likely means that maybe you are starting to date again. You start exploring, you start canoodling. I prefer the term canoodle, so we'll use that. You start canoodling. And what happens when you have two people canoodling? Well, you start to experience all the things that I talk so often about on the podcast. You experience people who ghost you, who breadcrumb you, who do a 180 on you, who say one thing and do another thing. You experience people who love bomb and then leave, people who suddenly aren't ready for more, people who hit you with the you're great, but the timing is wrong, whatever it may be. And I talk about those topics all the time on the podcast. And usually I have a specific mindset for each. But today I want to do something simple. I want to offer a simple point of contrast that you can look at next to any one of those dating experiences. And I think it will give you something to consider, maybe a place of peace that you can go to. I'm going to give you a contrast that you could turn to when you're frustrated that things seem to be going so well with that person, but then after three dates, out of nowhere, it just died. I'm going to give you a contrast that you could turn to when you're just over flaky people, bad first dates, people who are dishonest about what they want, ghosters, love bombers, breadcrumbers, whatever, all zoomed up into one point of view around those kind of frustrating dating experiences. Just one thing, just one perspective that for me has been really helpful. And I say that because I have found in life that it's always helpful to simplify your emotional response to the frustrating circumstances and people that you come across. That's no shocker hearing that, right? That's basically the basis of my podcast and my writing. It's what I stand for, helping you simplify your emotional response to things. And I think in the case of frustrating dating experiences, we are very capable of simplifying our response to them. And we can simplify our response by giving ourselves two options. And I'm going to give those to you here so that you could then hopefully choose the more positive, optimistic one. And then you can move on with your life, with your head held high, knowing that no matter how frustrating or beneath you the dating experience was, you're on the right track. So that's it. That's the plan. I'm going to hop right into it. Really quick before I do, no sponsor today. Just wanted to say thank you for showing up for me so much lately. It was a big jump for me last year to quit my job, my corporate job that I had been at for 8 years, to do this full time, to share my feelings for a living full time. And you all have just really validated that decision. So just a quick thank you to you for doing that. And my only ask is that if you enjoyed this content, if you feel this content has helped you in any way, my only ask is that you share the podcast with a friend. I'm sure you have a friend who might appreciate one of these episodes. And also, if you can spare 40 to 50 seconds while you're listening right now, if you could just give the show a 5-star rating and review. On Spotify, it's just a quick tap of 5 stars and submit. And on Apple Podcasts, you just scroll down a little bit, you hit 5 stars, and then you type out a 1-2 sentence review. Doesn't have to be poetry, but everything does count. It really helps the show grow. So just a quick thank you to you for all the love and support. really is my dream, frankly, to be doing this, and it's because of you. So I'll always take a couple of seconds to say thank you. But let's talk about this topic. Let's get ahead of this topic because, again, let's be real. The summer really does heat things up, no pun intended, heat up the dating scene. And with it, you have people acting poorly. You have people not being totally honest. You have people changing their mind without warning. You have people ghosting you in favor of whatever it is they're actually looking for. You have those frustrating dating experiences. And there you are, you. If you're listening to the podcast, I'm assuming that you have a strong intention, a strong standard. You know more or less what you want. So there you are, left holding the bag, being like, what just happened? Why did this just happen to me? And in those instances where you're on the receiving end of poor behavior, when someone ghosts you, when someone hits you with, they're not ready, right person, wrong time, when someone leaves you hanging, when someone makes excuses and then leaves and whatever it may be, you know the drill, unfortunately. When that happens, you have, as I see it, two options. You can see that experience as a reflection of something you lack. You weren't funny enough, hot enough, smart enough, entertaining enough, confident enough to keep their attention. You weren't lovable enough to get them to choose you. You weren't enough. You weren't worthy. That experience is a reflection of your worth. That experience is a reflection of what's going to happen again and again and again. That is option one. You can think those things. You can assume those things. You can make a negative assumption about yourself based on the experience. That's option one. Or you have option two. Option two is you contrast that experience with an alternative that I think will be less appealing to you. And through this, you'll realize something powerful. Option two is you picture what a slow breakup with the wrong person looks like. And I'll describe it in detail here so you can see, frankly, just how much that truly sucks. And it's a weird take on this, but I think through this, you'll say, okay, option one also sucked, but I'll choose the universe moving an incompatible person out of my life over a slow breakup over time drawn out with the wrong person. A slow breakup. That's a slow breakup with the wrong person. That's a slow breakup with someone you had to chase. You had to convince to want more. You had to change to make it work. A slow breakup. Well, what does that look like? Well, if you're like many people, you might know exactly what I'm talking about here, and it sucks. I've been there. It really does suck. It's where you both slowly lose interest and trust in each other. You're less and less interested in them and what's on their mind. You grow distant. You don't think to text or call so much. You don't even notice that it's been a while since you texted or called or talked or embraced. You become numb, in a sense, to each other. You start to envision doing things without them, a life without them. You just don't care about them like you used to, and they don't care about you like maybe they used to. And you don't find that same level of comfort when you're with them. And this happens over time, right? Maybe over months. Maybe at some point you try to save and salvage the relationship, but it's short-lived, and there you have this relationship slowly dying right in front of you while you kind of just hopelessly stand by and watch. You watch as something that was once new and exciting and fresh and what you wanted slowly but clearly turn into what you don't deserve. You watch it slowly die in front of you, and then suddenly, eventually, it just ends. And I don't know about you, but that sounds pretty bad. Right? But that doesn't sound great. A relationship ending like that is very sad to see because it's like in slow motion. It's not some big, loud, explosive, sudden breakup. It's slow. It's over time. You watch as they lose interest in you and you lose interest in them. But it doesn't just end right there. It's dragged out over months. And it's dragged out because you don't want to embrace the truth. And they don't want to either. And you don't want to let go of that comfort that you once had. But there you are, knowing deep down that it's over and it needs to be over. But it slowly and slowly dies until one day, thank you, it finally ends. And I give that long, drawn out description of a slow breakup as a point of contrast to the typical dating frustrations that I've seen so much lately. And frankly, that you might see this summer, for instance. The frustrating dating experiences that are quick by nature. They're out of nowhere. They're sudden. They're described as abrupt changes, an abrupt 180. And I gave that description of a slow breakup to contrast with the abrupt nature of modern, frustrating dating experiences in hopes that you might see what I see. And that's that I would much rather take the short-term pain of an abrupt, frustrating dating experience over the long-term pain of a drawn-out, slow-burn breakup with the wrong person. That's what I would choose. I would rather, as I say on the pod all the time, I would rather today, even if it's painful today, I would rather today be day one of healing, day one of a new chapter, day one of moving toward what I actually deserve, than contrast drawing out something that I know deep down isn't right or deep down is forced. I would rather take the abrupt dating frustration today over the drawn out one. Absolutely. And I would rather do that because I've decided, as I've said on the pod before, I've decided that in the instance of being ghosted, of being 180'd, of hearing right person, wrong time, of seeing someone make excuses and then leave, in those instances, I've decided that those experiences are a reflection of incompatibility and nothing more. Incompatibility. Ghosting is a sign of incompatibility. Love bombing and then leaving is a sign of incompatibility. Someone who 180s you or changes their mind is a sign of incompatibility. And that behavior, of course, is bad. They should not be doing it. But at the end of the day, it's just incompatibility. That's all it's saying. It's nothing about you. It's just incompatibility. It's not a lack of your worth. It's not a sign of your inlovability. It's not a lack of what you bring to the table. It's none of those things. It's just incompatibility. And I think it's important to draw the line here and choose, when given two choices, choose to embrace the short-term pain of those experiences for what they are, what they represent, incompatibility. And this, of course, is not easy. If it was, I wouldn't have to do this podcast for all of us. We're all human. We're all naturally going to dig into the why behind being ghosted, for instance. We're going to question ourselves. We're going to maybe lean towards assuming all kinds of less than great things about ourselves. But that's why I offer up this contrast, the comparison of a slow breakup, the drawn out pain and disappointment and frustration of a long-term slow breakup. That's a slow breakup with the wrong person. That's a slow breakup with the person that you chased to get into the relationship. That's a slow breakup with someone who was never fully in the relationship. The slow breakup with someone you're just with so you're not alone. It's the slow drifting apart, the slow burn of a relationship with the wrong person that sets back that day one to some time down the road. And I would rather take a somewhat hurtful day today, a point of clarity today, a new standard today, than a year from now. I would rather experience the abruptness, the frustration of someone ghosting me than, say, hopping into a forced relationship with that person only to watch it slowly fall apart down the line. Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you? Like, I've been there. Like, I've been in a relationship where you like become this like third party watching it slowly fall apart and there's nothing you can do and it sucks. And sure, it's great to always try. Like, I'm all for making the first move. I'm all for being willing to try, being the first to be vulnerable. I think that's great. But in the case of frustrating dating experiences, and especially in the case of them adding up over time and you're starting to question your worth and your lovability, I think it's important to contrast those abrupt experiences with what a slow breakup with the wrong person looks like. What that looks like and how that experience drags out and delays your healing. It drags out your closure. It delays when day one is for you. So that's really what I want to do with this episode. Just encourage you to contrast the alternative. Contrast the abruptness of these frustrating modern day dating experiences with the long term. Contrast the long term pain, the slow breakup with the immediacy of being ghosted, left, hit with another excuse, whatever it is. I'm hoping that with this perspective in mind, you can see that those near term experiences are just reflections of incompatibility. They are just reflections of incompatibility, and that's it. But incompatibility today is like ripping a Band-Aid off. It's ripping a Band-Aid off, and it means that tomorrow is day one of heading in a more redeeming direction. And that is freedom. That is breaking through. That is the right direction for you. It's a Band-Aid. It's a Band-Aid ripping off. And this is an option we always have, our interpretation of that short-term abrupt pain. It's the option we always have. No chasing, no trying to convince them, no doubting yourself, no going to that place. You simply see that experience for what it is and nothing else. It's a sign of incompatibility. And in the face of it, I will take that every day over delaying the inevitable in the form of a slow burn breakup. Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you take some disappointment or frustration today, but know it means you're now free to move in a new direction? Wouldn't you take some disappointment or frustration today, but know it means today is day one of healing? Today is day one of living a new standard. Wouldn't you take some disappointment or frustration today, but know it means you're now moving in the direction of what you actually deserve? So that's the question. And frankly, I'll just leave it right there and hope that it gives you something to consider, a contrast, to give you hope in the face of those near-term experiences, to know that they are a sign of incompatibility and nothing more. But incompatibility today means freedom today. It means today is day one and you're not investing time or energy or compassion in an experience that is going to lead to that slow burn breakup. So that's it. If this was helpful, if it just gave you something to consider, gave you something to think about, my mission is complete here. And it would mean a lot to me if you'd share this episode with a friend, tell them to check it out. I do new episodes every Monday and every Thursday. And of course, thank you so much for the ratings and reviews, for visiting newmindsethoodist.com and picking up a journal. And of course, for listening. And until next episode, I'm out.